Really happy to bring back Ryan Sheehan now, who is the Triton Hockey Boys coach. And coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well.
Thanks for having me again.
Very well. And listen, you know, it's great to be talking hockey. I know it's a truncated season, but you boys are off to a great start. And let's talk a little bit about the team, if you would, Ryan, as to how things have come together, because it looked not that long ago as though we might not even have a winter sports season. But how'd that all come about in putting the team together? How'd you guys make out?
Yeah, we had a lot of returners from last year. You know, basically, we have six senior forwards who all played last year. So, you know, and they played well. So they were pretty much, you know, shared a spot. And, you know, we knew that coming in. We had two really good defensemen coming in, and then we just had to fill a couple spots. So, I mean, this year, you know, as it was a truncated season, it was maybe a little bit easier for us because we kind of had an idea of you know, who we were going to have out there and what we were going to kind of look like. So, so it was actually, it was helpful that we had that, you know.
You know, the Triton-Newburyport rivalry is really cool to talk about. But, you know, I'm looking at your roster here on, I think it's masshockey.com. If these stats are right, you got some pretty big kids.
Yeah, we have a couple big kids. Two forwards, Ryan Lindholm, big guy. Cale Cohan's a big guy. You know, and then we have actually a couple smaller guys, but they, you know, they're pretty quick and they mesh pretty good with each other. So, you know, we knew what we were going to have up front. So it was the best, you know, we're doing the right thing with them, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you started off with, you started off well. You've got fewer games than some of the other teams, at 4-0-1. But tell me about a highlight of the season so far, Coach. I'm guessing Pawtucket and Linfield have probably been pretty good wins for you.
Yeah, I mean, Linfield, we came out of the gate strong, and we played well. And you know, I think Jim Tatro had a hat trick in that game, if I'm not mistaken. And you know, Trevor Quigley came up big. He had a couple goals in that game, and our goalie played well. It was you know. Kind of the way we expected to play. But we came out of the gates against North Reading. We won 3-0, but we didn't look as crisp as we did against Linfield. So the Linfield game was definitely encouraging and definitely a highlight.
All right. I want to talk about the Newburyport game and the upcoming game as well. But, first, you guys, your home rink, this season is at the Graf. Is that right?
Yep, the Graf.
Okay. So in terms of, I was trying to figure this out with Coach Amin. In terms of allowing parents in, are you guys are allowed to do that or not?
So we are allowed two parents per senior.
Okay.
Two parents per senior. And they've come to, I think they've come to two of our games so far because I think our first, well, we played one at Casabooski and that was no fans allowed.
Yeah.
And then our second one was back at the Graf. And it was actually, we actually did our senior night because I think, the parents were hedging their bets on that one to get that done. So we had our senior night and we allowed those two parents to come. And, so ever since then, the two parents have been coming and it's worked out pretty good. So.
It seems, Coach, the preparation, the off-ice talk, probably your discussion with, media people and with parents and probably, over coffee wherever you are, is emotional and it's a little scary given you know the pandemic and so on. But what I've noticed is once the puck drops, it's almost like a normal game. Is that how the kids are working it?
Yeah, I mean it is with a couple of the, you know, the rule adjustments that they made. You know, I thought there was going to be a lot more whistles. I thought the play was going to be a lot more choppy. But it's, you know, like you said, when the puck is dropped, it's just as competitive as it was last year.
Yeah, and you know, the coming to the rink dressed and having you know, the area, not in a locker room. I talked with a couple of coaches and they missed the locker room camaraderie, the locker room culture, because it grows. I guess it bonds. The kids get to bond, but also the coaches can use it however they see fit.
Yeah. There's definitely I just had this conversation with the guys on my staff, and we were like, you know, when you have a locker room, you get there an hour before the game. You kind of feel the pulse, you know, you kind of feel the pulse of the locker room and things like that. And yeah, you know, you bounce ideas off each other. You're not going to change the game too much about what you're going to say, but it's just there's a build up to it. But you know, the kids are definitely getting excited, even though we don't have that. But it definitely is something that we miss.
Talking with Coach Yamin. The importance of every game. When you're in a 20-game season and you play out of league, or you play, even when you play in league, sometimes you don't want to do it, but you can afford a tie or maybe even take a loss on occasion. But with the shortened season, every game is almost like a playoff game, no matter who you're playing, isn't it?
Yeah, it sort of feels like that. It definitely does. I mean, you don't want to. You know, we have a pretty good team this year, and you know, we don't want to lose to anyone in our league, and I think our guys think that we can play with anyone in our league, so. It is. Every game kind of does feel like it has a little more pressure on it just because of the shortened season.
And this is going to be a great game coming up. You guys played early on to fill in the schedule, I guess, and it ended up in a tie. You want to reflect on that game a little bit for me?
Yeah. We came out of the gate strong, scored two, I think, in like the first 5 minutes. I don't know if that's exactly correct, but around there. You know, and then Newburyport answered the bell, and they tilted the ice for, you know, the beginning of the second period to the middle of the third. They ended up going up. I believe we traded goals, made it 3-3. They made it 4-3. And then we went on the penalty kill with, you know, 3 or 4 minutes to go, and we scored a shorthanded goal.
Wow. Okay.
One of our bigger guys scored a shorthanded goal to tie it up. Then we played 4-on-4 overtime, and it was there wasn't too many chances. Honestly, Newburyport had the better of us towards the end of that game. So we're hoping to play a complete game on Saturday.
Sounds like a couple of heavyweights just sort of sparring with each other, feeling each other out. You haven't played in almost 2 weeks, Coach. What have you guys been doing to stay sharp?
You know, the guys have been in quarantine for 10 days, so that's,
oh boy.
So we just got back on the ice on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yesterday. You know, we've had two good practices. We got one more tomorrow, and then we go, you know, two games right in a row, and then we play, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's it for the season unless they have some sort of postseason afterwards, but we haven't completely finalized those details.
You know, with that kind of schedule, I'm looking at it, February 6th, February 8th, February 9th, February 10th, February 11th. You're going to have to play more than two lines, I presume.
We're going to have to. We do. We have some older guys that can fill in on third and fourth line, and hopefully we can install them and they can, you know, fit right in, and that will just help us. That will help us. Our top end guys will hopefully have a lot more energy.
Coach, what are you feeling the best about this season, about your team, in terms of either production or how the kids have come together or how this thing is rolling? What do you feel really good about?
You know what? I think that we have a really good group of kids, and you know, they're not letting any of the distractions, and that was the main thing of the beginning of the year, was like, you know, there's going to be distractions every single game. You don't know, you know, you're going to have games canceled. You're going to be, you know, possibly shut down for a couple. So, you know, these guys haven't let the distractions bother them. They come to the rink, they got great attitudes, and, you know, ready to go. So that's probably the most noteworthy thing about this year that I can think of.
Well, I think teachers and coaches and everybody involved in education is doing yeoman's work, and it's above and beyond. So congratulations, Coach. And as a fan and as a former teacher, I really appreciate it. I know that this is a particularly difficult time. And I know how much you coaches across the spectrum, but especially in the Cape Ann League, the Northeastern Conference, I know how much you care about the kids, and that is really special. Before we go, with the season rapidly coming to a close, I'm going to email you, Coach, and hope that we can talk with maybe one or two of your kids that you could recommend.
Absolutely, yeah. Whenever you'd like.
Okay. Yep. I'll email you, and you can get back to me. All right, Coach. Anything else you want to mention about good old Triton hockey?
No, just that I'd love for there to be fans in the building on Saturday.
Oh yeah,
it'll be a pretty good ticket, and that place gets pretty it gets filled up for these games. You know, people come out and watch us, so which is awesome. So.
All right, Coach.
You know, we'll miss that, but other than that, we'll we'll do our best.
Well, we'll link to the streaming. The game will be streamed at some, won't it? At either your school.
Sure, it'll be streamed, and it's also on that live barn, which is that automatic camera. But I would hopefully it'll be streamed. Hopefully Triton put something out.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Coach Ryan, thank you so much. Be safe, man, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Ryan Sheehan, who is the Triton High School hockey coach, and they've got a couple of big games coming up against Newburyport. The first one will be on Saturday, Newburyport hosting Triton at the Graf, and that is a 2 o'clock start. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.